let's previously recess to a call of the chair for April 17th. I have to say this with a straight face. Reconvenes today at 2:33 on April. It was April 16th. Now it's April 17th, and we will just continue that meeting just for purpose of efficiency. We have one item before us, not previously scheduled, but please, the members have a motion from Representative Fairclough. Representative Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Finance Committee approve the request by the Fiscal Policy Subcommittee for the amount not to exceed $75,000 in Joint House Finance Committee funds. The purpose of this request is to acquire the contractual services necessary to complete Phase 1 of a three-phase project to gather together information for future fiscal planning between the legislature and Alaskan communities.
Any discussion on this motion? Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none, this motion is adopted. Mr. Michelle, I see you were paying attention, so you got that down?
Okay.
With Representative Fairclough.
Mr. Chairman, just so it's not just disjointed in the record, the full Finance Committee heard a presentation earlier in the session regarding a effort led by Representative Osterman and participated in by many members of the Finance Committee as well as other members of the legislature. And to that end, subcommittees met over the course of an entire year and working groups together with the private sector. And this $75,000 is phase one in a project that we estimated at $500,000. We don't need that entire amount of money. The purpose of this is to come back to the legislature with something they believe has value in it before we would invest another nickel and provide, hopefully, a meeting in a box to talk with different communities about choices that Alaska may face in the future and what avenues Alaska has to provide for itself in the future. And that could include resource development. It could include diversification of Alaska's economy. But until we have the conversation in each community and have Alaskans be able to participate, we continue not to go forward in a united way together. So I appreciate the support of this body in moving our ball, per se, in fiscal policy planning forward yet another step.
I'm not sure that made sure that the chairman's conduct here isn't disjointed, but there is more clarity in the record right now. So Representative Dugan.
Thank you. I'm going to probably muddy the record a little bit, but I'll try not to. All I wanted to say here is that this is sort of the first phase of something, but really it's the second phase. The first phase having been a lot of work that got done over the course of a year by the majority leader, representative here to my left, and a whole bunch of other people who spent a lot of their time and energy trying to get this question to in shape to take the next step, which hopefully is going to be a way to determine how to go out and talk to people about what are some pretty important questions to try to deal with them on a slightly less ad hoc basis, I guess is the way that I would say. So this is the logical next step, but as I said, it comes after a bunch of people doing a lot of work on it. Thank you.
No other objection. The motion is adopted. And note, we've conducted this meeting with all members except for Rick and Will. We'll adjourn the meeting from April 16th, and we'll announce that the meeting for Palm Sunday, April 17th, previously scheduled for 11 a.m., will be convened at the call of the chair. So, you notice we have bills pending referral listed, and that's the bulk of our work. We will remain eternally hopeful that we are adjourned the April 16th meeting, is adjourned the April 17th meeting, previously scheduled for 11 a.m., is we'll convene at the call of the chair.